This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. World Health Organization officials said Friday the arrival of COVID-19 vaccines should not tempt countries to relax efforts to fight the pandemic. The WHO's top emergency expert, Dr. Mike Ryan, told an online briefing that the world is far from through with the coronavirus.
We think we're through this. We're not. And countries are going to lurch back into third and fourth surges if we're not careful.
Meanwhile, the head of the WHO-led mission to Wuhan, China, Peter Ben Embarek, said that the findings of the mission investigating the origins of the virus that causes COVID-19 are expected in March. The mission has been politically contentious, with Washington saying it wants to review the findings and some critics suggesting its access in China was too limited. Federal health officials say they're concerned by new virus cases and deaths after weeks of steady drops in the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the nation's averaging between 60 and 70,000 new cases a day and about 2,000 deaths.
And have now plateaued for more than a week.
Which could lead to what Dr. Anthony Fauci says the country wants to desperately avoid.
When you have that much of viral activity in a plateau, it almost invariably means that you are at risk for another spike.
His advice remains the same: washing, masking, distancing, and getting a vaccine when it's available. Either one of the three. Don't be picky.
We've got to get away from this issue of comparing one with the other.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed the week on a positive note, with all three major indices closing higher. This is VOA News. The United Nations Special Envoy on Myanmar urged the UN Security Council on Friday to take action to stop the military junta's violence against peaceful protesters and restore democracy following a February 1st coup. Christine Schrana-Borgener told the 15-member council it was critical to be resolute and coherent in putting security forces on notice and standing with the people of Myanmar. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
The UN envoy noted that since her briefing to the General Assembly a week ago, the military brutally unleashed its worst crackdown yet since the February 1st coup, killing a total of around 50 innocent and peaceful protesters while seriously injuring scores more.
Last month, the Security Council issued a statement voicing concern over the state of emergency imposed by the Myanmar military. However, it stopped short of condemning the coup due to opposition from Russia and China. A suicide car bomb killed at least 20 people and injured 30 others late Friday in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. Reuters news agency quoted state media as saying the explosion happened at the Lul Yemeni restaurant in the city's port area and sent smoke into the sky. The Islamist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. It has been known to carry out similar bombings in Mogadishu and other parts of the country. The group seeks to overthrow the Somali government and establish a strict Islamic state. In a historic visit to Iraq, Pope Francis delivered a message of hope to the country's dwindling Christian community following years of unrest and amid a devastating pandemic. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Pope Francis says only if we learn to look beyond our differences and see each other as members of the same human family will we be able to begin an effective process of rebuilding and leave to future generations a more humane world. Speaking to a large audience of dignitaries, he urges Iraqis to value their religious minorities and consider them a precious resource to protect, not an obstacle to eliminate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. employers added a surprisingly robust 379,000 jobs last month in a sign the economy is strengthening as virus cases drop, vaccinations ramp up, Americans spend more, and states ease business restrictions. Unemployment fell from 6.3 to 6.2%. That is down dramatically from last April, just after the virus erupted in the United States. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.